Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
2024, as you heard it on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM, sponsored by Impreano Roofing. Visit Impreano.com.
If you love political drama, Pennsylvania didn't disappoint this year. The Keystone State was the focus of the entire country in November's election, and the state legislature remains divided. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Millward with a look at the year that was in PA politics.
Pennsylvania was clearly the biggest prize in the toss-up states, as over $1 billion were spent on political ads in Pennsylvania alone. When the counting was over, like in many other states in this cycle, it was a good night for Republicans, with Donald Trump and U.S. Senate candidate Dave McCormick in the win column. Political science professor and director of polling at Muhlenberg College, Christopher Borick, the day after the election.
It's hard to see a much better evening for the GOP in Pennsylvania than what we saw last night.
Pennsylvania ballots continued to be court fodder, with both parties challenging the count. Governor Josh Shapiro.
The way for courts not to have to fill in the holes is for the legislature to act.
But getting the legislature to act on anything will likely once again be a chore for Governor Shapiro. The election didn't change the partisan makeup of the Pennsylvania Senate and House. That means another session with a divided legislature and with a one-seat Democratic majority in the state House. Political strategist Aaron Cohen.
Now, it's like, okay, we've done this once at a one-seat majority, we're now going to have to do it for two more years. And so we're going to have to be a little bit more productive and get a little bit more done.
Adding to the political challenges, Shapiro made the shortlist to be Kamala Harris's running mate, though she eventually chose Tim Walz. But state Republicans like Senate President Pro Tem Kim Ward see Shapiro's ambition, and she didn't hide her feelings on the governor. She told the Pennsylvania delegation of the Republican National Convention, the legislature needs to force Shapiro on issues so he can't hide behind a divided legislature.
Let's put him on the spot so he's never on a national stage, not ever.
The Pennsylvania legislature once again missed the constitutionally mandated budget deadline by almost 2 weeks, an improvement over 2023 when they missed by months. Several loose ends remain mired in partisan battles heading into 2025, including funding schools, higher ed, and mass transit. Jim Millward, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.